It goes through some of the basic halachas of Tzkiyah Shofar. There's a mitzvah Torah to hear on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, mitzvah Rabbanan on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, to hear the Shofar. The mitzvah Darais is to hear nine karlis, a Tzkiyah, the middle sound, and then a Tzkiyah again, three times. The middle sound is a shaila in the Gemara already, what the definition of it is, and that creates what we do, which is 30 karlis. Tzkiyah, middle sound, which we call Shvarim Teruah, or call a Swarim, or call a Teruah, and then a sound at the end. So that's the Raisa, the Yetzim is the Raisa, what we call, the first Tzkiyah is before it's Moses. We blow 30 karlis, even the Yetzim is the Raisa. There's another Mitzvah Mirabbanan, to be tekeya al seder habrotis, to be tekeya as part of Tzilas Moses. That's a mitzvah rabbanah. So that's another 30 karlos. Some people have a minig to do that during the silence from Esrei also, because that's ki al seder habrotis. And then they do it in Chazar Hashas. But again, it's ki al seder habrotis. And some do not blow during the silence from Esrei. They only blow during Chazar Hashas. Then at the end, we have a minute to be mashlim to 100 karlis, different explanations for the 100 karlis, but they're only a minute. That is significant, the fact that it's only a minute. The laws of when a person made a mistake and making him go back are much more lenient when you're talking about the last 10 karlis by Nuzet Svard, or the last 40 karlis by Nuzet Ashkenaz. It's much more lenient because they're only a minute. But since the Maisa, our minute is to blow 100 karlis, when you make the bracha, you're making the bracha really to go on all of the karlis. Therefore, since you should not interrupt the speech between the brachas and the last sound, the tachila. Diving in the middle is not a problem because adarav, this is nishkan al seder atzila. This is part of it's part of the system is to daven and to blow. So davening is not a hefsik. Saying Asher Yatzar is not a hefsik. But talking, just general talking, a person shouldn't speak that. I always have this aura that even if the fact that a person will keep quiet and not speak anything from the first key to the last end of davening, it should be a schus and a tikkun for all the times during davening during the year that he spoke. And he was tempted to say something and he didn't say anything, so he opens up quiet for an hour and a half, 2 hours. That's not a bad thing that a person should do that. That's not a halachic issue right there. When he says that person should be quiet during that time. When the Baal Tekiyah says the brachos, you've been yotze with those brachos, you should have come on to be yotze with the bracha. You should not answer Baruch Hu B'Shmoy for the brachos of the Baal Tekiyah, of the Tekiyah. And you'd answer Amen. Any other brachos that are said from there on, you could answer Baruch Hu B'Shmoy like regular. The person should have come on to be yotze with the Mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar, the Mitzvah Seder Reis of Tekiyah Shofar. Regards to eating before Tekiyahs, there's different shittas in regards to whether you're allowed to eat before tekiyas, but everybody agrees you cannot be kaveya suda. You cannot eat a meal before tekiyas. The definition of a meal in halacha is eating more than a kaveya's worth of bread or of cake. So a person does eat before tekiyas, he has a limit to how much he's allowed to eat. He can eat a lot of fruit, he can eat a lot of other things. But it comes to cake, cookies, crackers, etc., there's a limit to not more than a kaveya's worth of pas. How large is a kebeah's worth of pas or a pas of a kisnin? It's not a significant amount. We mentioned before last year in Hilchos Mikilas Yadayim. It's the size of one slice of rye bread from the middle of the loaf. That's a kebeah. So you cannot eat more than that of pas. Yeshiva Shakuns that the guys came up with, the airspace counts for the volume. If you compress the airspace, so that's not a problem. So please don't do it. I saw guys doing one time. They were crushing the cake so that they could get more cake. Anyway, yeshiva is the type of mice. One last point. We see sometimes that when the Baal Tekiyah makes a mistake and the Tekiyah makes a mistake and he blows the wrong sound, so he repeats the sound. Sometimes the person in charge sends them back and makes them say the original Tekiyah again. Lose the Tekiyah, fine. Made a mistake in the Shmorim. Then it goes back to the Tekiyah again. So when is it that he goes back, and when is it, basically, you should know what you're listening to, and when is he going back, and when is he just, not doesn't have to go back. So in general, anytime he blew the sound that he's supposed to blow, or he made him try to blow the sound that he's supposed to blow, he didn't make any, it just didn't come out, whatever, he came out bad. That's all it was. He does not have to repeat the first tekiyah. If he blew a wrong sound, it was supposed to be a shvarim. Skiya, and that was a shvarim. And he forgot, and he started blowing a tsuah also. Shvarim tsuah. That tsuah does not belong there. He goes back to the beginning of the row. But any of the other time where he blew basically what he's supposed to be blowing, or he tried to blow what he's supposed to be blowing, and it came out not the way we wanted it to, etc., you'll not have to go back to the beginning of the row. Shiras at 9:15. Have a good day.